What up on Deckers? It's a brand new episode of the On Deck TV podcast. Guess what? We need hip hop to have a Hall of Fame, and we're going to be the guys that give you the first ballot, guys. 2017 Hip Hop Hall of Fame first ballot. On Deck got it for you. So please listen in, check out what we got to say about that. This episode is brought to you by The Realville Media Group. Go check out the website. Let us know what you think about it. Let us know everything that you got to say about the On Deck TV podcast, Full Sport Press, and the Ladies Room podcast.
Absolutely, man. RealvilleMedia.com will take you there. Shout out to FSP. New episode is up. Most over and underrated NFL players. Also, shout out to Ladies Room. New episode. Feminism. What is it? They discuss it. Check it out. Finally, Fresh for Dummies podcast this week, balling on a budget. We're going to have you fresh out here, man, without having you broke, all right? In the meantime, in between time, though, let's get to this rap shit. What it do with the business is.
It is another week in the books with the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Holla at your boy Animal Brown, Animal underscore Brown, if you're looking for me.
No, man.
That underscore, yes, it's still there. It's still, underscore still there. God damn.
When are you going to get rid of that?
It's
though?
Still there. It's not going anywhere.
I still want to know who has the regular Animal Brown.
I might add one in the beginning and the end of it.
No, you need to buy the dude that got the regular Animal Brown so you can take that shit out of there, man.
I know what don't have an underscore, man. The On Deck TV podcast. Follow that on Instagram and Twitter, just like how I said it.
Yes, yes, man. And if you heard in the intros, go to realvillemedia.com. Check out everything that's going on over there. New stuff coming soon. What you have up for the weekend, man?
Man, I went to go see It.
What?
Against my better judgment.
I went to go see It.
Absolutely.
What is that, some nerd shit?
No, It's Stephen King, goddammit.
Yeah, that's some nerd shit.
Dude.
Niggas ain't just going to see It. You acting like It's Stephen King. That ain't mainstream.
Yeah, it is. That shit debuted number one. You know it's the highest grossing R-rated film ever?
Really?
Opening weekend, that's 115.
That's a shook. That's a big shook, actually.
Dude, that It was shit. Wait. It too.
It's the highest grossing rated R film ever, and it was shit?
Some slaw.
Wow.
Hot about it.
What happened? What was wrong with it?
It was just goofy. It was real teeny boppish, even though it was rated R. Like, it was real, like, in content.
Give me a comparison. Like, was it Stranger Things teeny boppish? Like, what?
Even Stranger Things was more grown up than this.
What is it as scary as Stranger Things?
Nah.
Oh, wow.
Like,
and it was rated R.
Like, have you seen a PG-13 scary movie before? And you notice the difference between that and an R-rated scary movie? It's right. Like, okay.
Yeah.
It's real drive-in movie, 16 years old, first
scary
date
movies,
shit.
Though. I don't know why you went to go see that anyway. You should have went to go see that Mother.
I want
to
see that. I read up on it already, though. I'm hot about it.
I heard that was some slaw, too, though. I ain't going to lie.
I'm hot. What you had on deck, though?
Man, it's football weekend. So every time you ask me what I had on deck, it's going to consist of football.
It's going to consist of an L that the Cowboys took.
Yeah, we definitely took an L this weekend. Don't act like your Packers walked out of Atlanta with a W either.
It's all right, though.
We got dog walked. I was hot about that, though. And I lost in fantasy. It'd be some slaw when you lose in fantasy and your team lose.
Yeah, that'd be trash.
That'd be trash. That's some slaw right there, man. But let's go on and get to the rap stuff, man. We know that's what y'all tune in for.
Yeah, man. It's a lot of shit. Good shit up on this episode.
Definitely what you want to start out with.
The Catch Me Outside chick.
Why? Why would we want
this? Is amazing to me.
It's amazing to you.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Danielle, what's her name? Burgos? Brigoli?
I don't know.
14-year-old Danielle Brigoli.
I don't believe she's 14.
Yeah, she's definitely 14. Yes, AKA.
That's amazing in itself that she's 14.
Catch Me Outside. She was introduced to the world last year via Dr. Phil. Y'all remember her. And she just dropped her first single called These Hoes not too long ago. It's got 26 million views. Let's play a clip because we're going to tell you what this has netted her. Check it out. I ain't nothing like these hoes. Don't compare me to no one. Money green like a seed of love. Yeah, my pocket's so swollen. I ain't nothing like these hoes. Don't compare me to no one. Money green like a seed of love. Yeah, my pocket's so swollen. Look. That's enough of that. That's enough of that. That is her. She goes by the name Bad Barbie now. She just signed a multi-million-dollar deal with Atlantic Records. What does hip hop have to say about this?
Well, first of all, it's Bad Barbie with a BH.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
Get that shit right, nigga. Bad.
She run up on me.
Bad Barbie. Say that shit right. All right. So, I want to, like, just last week we talked about Iggy standing in front of the gold couch in Roc Nation.
Right.
And you co-signed it.
Absolutely.
You said that was cool. You said that people could get behind that and they could have a marketing plan.
Sure.
I disagree. You convinced me. Congratulations. This chick just got a deal with Atlantic.
See what I'm saying?
This chick got 14 million. You heard me right. 14 million Instagram followers. I don't even understand how a 14-year-old would get 14 million Instagram followers. That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
With that being said, if I'm Atlantic, she ain't even never got to drop a song. I could just put her in compromising situations for the next year and get pub. Like, I can do that.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what's going to happen. So am I mad as a consumer? No. You know why? I don't follow Bad Barbie.
Right.
I'm not going to check for her mixtape. There's nothing that she's going to be doing is going to be associated with me, other than me and you talking about it on our podcast. Other than that, I don't care. So as a consumer, I could give a fuck less. Now, I would tell you this before I toss it over to you.
For sure.
If I were an artist or a rapper, I'd be pissed off.
Nah,
I'd be pissed.
If I'm an artist or a rapper, you have to know how the game go.
Mm.
And if you can create
that
a spectacle.
That ain't going to keep me from being pissed, though.
No, listen. 14 million followers is 14 million followers.
Mm-hmm.
Show me the rapper with 14 million followers that ain't got no deal, and then you can talk.
Show me the rapper that's been on Dr. Phil and knows Oprah.
That's the game.
Okay.
That number one, Dr. Phil is who I blame for all of this.
Mm.
She was just on the show September last year. We had never heard of her before September last year. Year later, she has a multi-million-dollar deal with Atlantic.
I feel like it's been 4 years.
That's what I'm saying.
I feel like it's been a long time since she was on Dr. Phil.
That's because we tried to forget about the shit.
That's
we act like we ain't even see that.
Yeah.
We're gonna keep it moving.
And now she got a deal.
Now she has a deal.
That's what happens.
Her song debuted at number 77 on the top 100. They're gonna keep pumping it. They're gonna keep pushing it. I saw her in the picture with five people who look like they didn't know a goddamn thing about rap. Like the only winner in this is her ghostwriter. He finna eat.
She finna eat.
She finna eat a little bit.
Nah, I mean, what else would she be doing
at
14?
I mean, okay,
like, she's wilding. She literally is getting on by wilding. Wilding on her moms, wilding on Dr. Phil, wilding on anybody that's probably trying to help her, and now she got a record deal.
That's cool.
What do that tell other 14-year-olds, dude?
Nah, she didn't start this. Let's be Bad Girls
saying,
Club and all that dumb shit. Teen Mom and
those
shit.
Teen Mom, okay, you threw that in the last little second. But those are necessarily adults on Bad Girls Club, and I get that they influence kids, but Atlantic. Kodak Black over there, right?
Kodak Black is. I blame him too because he put her in a video.
Can't blame
him. He put her in his video.
That was afterwards, though. If I'm going to blame Kodak Black, then I'm going to blame Oprah. I'm going to blame Dr. Phil, like you said.
Yeah,
if I'm going to do that.
We shouldn't even know who this person is, dude. She should be in juvenile somewhere getting beat up.
I feel like Dr. Phil got to reach out and bring all this back in.
Take the deal.
He got to call Atlantic and be like, look, she don't need no record deal. If he don't do it, then Oprah need to do it. Somebody, Oprah need to call Dr. Phil and be like, look, I'm taking your show off the air if she gets a record deal. I feel like Oprah need to make that call, dude, because this is ridiculous.
Hold on. Is this the Cardi B effect?
Mm.
Taking somebody that's not known for music but has a following and a personality and putting auto-tune on their shit, getting a writer and putting a record out? And seeing what it do.
Cardi B got the number one record in America right
that
now.
Record took off. She didn't know it was going to do that. That's why she named it that silly ass title.
Cardi B on Atlantic.
That's Atlantic what? Not records.
Records.
She on the Atlantic Ocean?
Records.
She on the boat?
Records.
That's impossible. Then that answers my question then. This is clearly the Cardi B effect. Atlantic know what they doing then. They trying to strike gold twice. They probably going to sign Blac Chyna next.
They know what they doing?
Bro, if she got the number one record in the country, they know what they're doing. Mm. If Bad Barbie breaks top 50, that's a win, dude. She's not even supposed to.
Let me ask you this.
This is crazy.
If you are an artist who has a pretty cool following, insert whatever name that you got right here that's not signed.
Okay.
And you consider yourself a real artist and a lyricist.
Starlito?
Cool. Level? Cool.
Okay. Right.
Well, no. Because
the lower, the higher?
He had a deal before.
That's true. Okay.
Consider right. someone that didn't have a deal. All
right.
Would you sign with Atlantic with that statement that you just said? You're saying that they pumping the Shuck artist, they pumping the Cardi B's, they pumping the, I can't even remember the chick
Bad
name
Barbie.
That we're talking about right now. Bad Barbie.
Right.
If I'm a real, if I'm Joey Badass.
Gotcha.
If
Nipsey.
I'm, yeah, if I'm Nipsey.
Yeah.
And I'm looking for a deal, is this bad for Atlantic or good for Atlantic in your perception?
It depends. If they're going to give me the right team, like you can't, look, numbers don't lie.
Okay.
Do I give a shit about any of these artists and what projects they got coming out? Of course not. Their novelties. They're stretching out their 15 minutes.
They tax write-offs.
Clearly.
Essentially.
But they do have Kodak Black out here, and there's a level of talent you could argue that he does or doesn't have. He may be overachieving.
Don't do Kodak Black like that.
I'm just saying. Atlantic been around for a long time. They put Ross out here, got him cooking early on in the game.
He finna leave, ain't he?
Yeah,
I think
he's finna deal. But they know what they're doing. They have a track record. I wouldn't let this get ahead of me. This is a cash grab. This is low risk, high reward. So I'm not mad at them pulling it. That's why I'm not mad at Atlanta.
All they need her to do is keep making controversial statements.
And
keep
she can do that in her sleep.
She ain't even got to make songs, bro. She 14. Like, I.
They can eat off the YouTube channel. If she had a YouTube show.
This is what I would say to the. Tough.
Loving hip hop?
Tough.
Dumb shit like.
This is what I would say to the haters that would be like they're exploiting her. Right.
Okay. No, they're clearly exploiting her.
No. They're not.
Well, she's exploiting herself.
There we go.
Right, yeah, you're right.
Because we were introduced to this child by her mom not being able to handle her.
13.
They took her to Dr. Phil because he was supposed to be able to help. He couldn't.
Right.
Now we've passed off to hip hop. And like, hey, y'all take care of her.
Right.
Y'all make sure that she's high. We're going to give her a record deal. We're going to give her a lot of money. We're going to put out on the road with all young black dudes and whatever it may be. Whatever happen. But y'all take care
of her. Put in Kodak video.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
We don't want her. Y'all can have her
I
back.
I just feel like that's foul.
Dr. Phil, y'all can have her back.
Take her, please. Get her out of here.
That shit sounded so trash.
Get out of here.
And I read the comments and people not fucking with it like that. Like, they're all like, yo, this shit is ass. Who is buying it?
I think it got more to do with the 11.2 million followers. 11.2 million followers. That's all people, that's all corporate America is worried about these days.
Nah, that's true.
How can you influence what we got to see on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and Snapchat?
This is true. All right, man. Let's move it on to real hip hop, according to Lonzo Ball. Future and Cher.
Ball, baby. Let's go.
Future and Cher performed a duet in a new Gap ad. Mm-hmm. New brand new Gap commercial. If you haven't heard it, here you go.
Sometimes I'm right, but I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. Different strokes for different folks. And so on and so on and so on. I'm everyday people.
That was Cher featuring Future in the new Gap commercial. Good or bad look for Future?
Man, it's a great look for Hendrix. Gap? First of all, I seen this commercial and was totally shocked.
Because it was some slaw and how bad Cher sounded.
First of all, they started out with the tight shot.
Oh, she was thick, though.
Right.
Cher was thick,
you knew
though.
Where I was going with that.
Absolutely.
You knew where I was going. I was like, who ass is that?
Cher
got to be 100.
Easy.
She's easily 100 because she was doing songs with Sonny and Bono, with Bono or whatever the dude name is, and I know she was 60. It's
then.
40 years later, dude. So first of all, the big winner in all of this is Cher. She doing a commercial with Future, with a brand that people actually still pay attention to.
That's
and Future's
fact.
Still a relevant act. So shout out to Cher. Clap emojis and everything for her. Big win for Future also, because I feel like that this introduces him to people who know who Cher is, who
right.
know who Gap is.
Right.
And they're like, oh, who's this black guy who doesn't look that threatening in this commercial,
right.
who doesn't look that offsetting? I'll go check him out. Hey, what are some Future songs? And it's some soft Future songs out there for people who just getting into him
True.
That they could like and they could relate to. held March Madness. It ain't even that soul, but people could hear that and hear the melody and be like, oh, okay, I'm riding with that.
I can't wait till they hear that Molly Percocet.
Oh, I ain't talking about the Molly. We ain't doing Mask Off for corporate America with Future. But what we are doing, we can get some March Madness in there, though, because they don't really know what's going on to be cool. We can ride with some March Madness in the corporate setting, maybe, after a couple drinks at the Christmas party. With that being said, this is a big win for Future. He on a commercial with Cher. Cher's 100.
First of all, this is a big win for Rocco because he probably got half this bag.
You know what I mean? If Rocco been paid off, bro. Rocco's been paid off.
Has he?
Had to.
This was it then. Because I know they threw the bag at Future. Gap?
Yeah, that Gap check was fat.
Stewing. Come on now. And they had, shout out, they had Lil X Director X is what he goes by now to do the commercial. That's a nice little bag for him.
Wait, Lil X changed his name to Director X?
Yeah, he been there, though. He been there for real time.
When do you stop going by little?
I guess when you grow the hell up. You get past 30. You got dropped a little. You saw Bow Wow and got rid of him.
Who?
Wayne.
Shad Moss.
Wayne is the last old little fill in the blank person left.
Shad Moss made news again this week that we ain't going to talk about. Though.
No, Shad Moss will not be mentioned on this show for the rest of the year.
That's your boy.
Absolutely not. Tough. But I will say this. The real winner is Cher's ass. She looked amazing.
She did. To be 100, she's thick.
That's all I'm saying. She sounded atrocious. I did not know
she's... Don't do Cher like it, bro.
But did you hear her voice, dude?
She's 100 years old,
then stop
dude.
Singing, bro. It sounded like she had the little cigarette thing up to her neck.
Who they gonna get, Dolly Parton?
She's 103.
Who else that's what I'm saying. You get
somebody 70. Right there in the middle of Future and Cher.
Then it ain't no mix. It ain't no... Like
70-year-olds don't know who Future
they're
is.
Dolly Parton... and Cher are probably the only two white women of that age that would be able to give Future some crossover that are still able to like conduct themselves that look decent. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it.
I will say this, though. It's another connection to Gap because, you know, Future's son has modeled on Gap.com before.
Lil Future.
Yeah.
Lil Future, too.
They both getting bags. So Russell I can respect Wilson? The family getting
you
bags.
You talking about the Russell Wilson?
Oh, man.
Now, I'm asking, is that
Future.
The same one? Because Future got 7 kids.
Little Future.
All right, so Lil Future, the one to be with Russell. And
yes.
Okay, so that one.
He.
That ain't got nothing to do with Future, really. That got something to do with Russ and Sierra, I'm just saying.
Future, this is Animal Brown. I fuck
I'm
with
just
you
saying,
and the family.
It ain't really got nothing to do with
that's
Future.
That Spike Lee throwing shot to the little man.
I see Lil Future with Russ and Sierra. I don't see him with Future. Well, I don't see Future and Future Junior together.
He was in the Gap ad, so Gap is the money is rolling through the family. That's
shout
how we like
to
keep
Gap,
it,
man, for making it a family affair.
Yeah. That song was terrible. That slow ass Beethoven beat.
That was all right.
Who did the beat?
Beethoven, even though he just signed with Motown too.
I seen that Motown. Yeah. Nigga, what year is this? He signed with Cadillac Records.
He restored it, nigga.
Beethoven signed to Motown.
Beethoven definitely restored Motown, nigga. Y'all holler at Zay for that Motown plug.
Yeah,
man.
Okay.
You said I seen it, then you gonna laugh at Zay? You gonna laugh at Zay like that, man? Shout out Zay Tove, man. We'll see you at Revolt, bro.
All right, man. Moving on. Two people comparing their albums to classics this week. G Herbo.
Don't try to tie Boosie in on this shit.
My guy G Herbo. Dropping his debut album Friday. Said he likens it to Reasonable Doubt and Illmatic.
Oh, man.
And then yo boy Boosie.
That's rough.
Who is still sticking to this Boopak name for his new project. Compared it to All Eyes on Me. Telling people, listen to All Eyes on Me track for track and listen to this Boopak track for track and tell me it's not the same. That was his quote. Now, my question is, comparing your album to a classic ever a good idea?
First of all, don't try to double down on Boosie and be like, that was his quote.
Nah, end quote. Relax. Quote, end quote.
Relax.
I didn't want people to think I
First
made
of
that
all,
up.
Relax.
He actually said
that. Because G-Herbo comparing his shit to the two of the best albums of all time. And that's your boy. My guy just changed his name, so let's clarify all of that. With that being said, if I'm G-Herbo, right?
Yep.
I ain't been really popping since Chicago got their little drill movement thing going.
Right, Chief Keef.
The best way that I can get somebody to listen to my album and even shit on it is to say it's Stillmatic, it's Reasonable Doubt. And I ain't going to say that the quality ain't good. What I will say is I understand why he would say that.
Okay.
One, because it's like one of his premier come out albums, though he got a lot of mixtapes.
Yeah, but
this is the first one that's like
this the real deal. Barcode album.
This is it.
This is his debut album.
Of course, me, if I study hip hop and I'm G Herbo, I'm gonna say, hey, this is what that sounds like, because I know what people who listen to rap that are not my age, this is what's gonna bring them in. Because I already got the other crowd. I got them with the other mixtapes and all that, because they gonna check me out regardless.
Right.
I want me, Animal Brown, I want them people to listen. So I'm gonna compare it to stuff that like may trigger their ear.
Yeah.
With Bootsy, he just like doing, like that's I said, that's my guy.
He been losing this year, though.
You know,
I'm
relax. First of all, relax.
We only talked about him for the shit that he said or done. We ain't said nothing about no song. What banging song?
You don't listen to his songs, no way. So that's cool.
But have they been good?
Yes, they have been good for Boosie. What I'm saying.
The name of the project is Boopak, bro. Okay, the songs can only be so good.
That's my problem. Like, Boosie still like he operating 10 years in the past.
15, but
10. Relax.
Who's counting?
If we doing like Boopak and we comparing ourselves to Pac still in 2016, 17, 18, like Boosie better than that. I feel like anyway.
I'll say this: first of all, G Herbo is only 21 years old. For even the fact that he's heard Reasonable Doubt and Illmatic, I'm giving him points.
He's just 21.
He's only 21.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Today in 2017.
He's 21 years old.
Wow.
Young boy. He came on the scene 16, 17.
Yeah.
So the fact that he's even aware that these albums exist, I'm letting him slide.
That's a fact.
As opposed to comparing your shit to fucking Lil Wayne Rock and Roll album, Keith. Dude. Yeah, that first Chief Keef.
I don't even know what the name of him
Finally
was.
Famous. Deep. Mm-hmm. So the fact that he's even doing that, I'm letting him slide. Way to go, young guy, young fella. I'm going to be checking this shit out. It's called Humble Beast. I'm going to mention it 10 more times on this goddamn episode for you.
You're going to have to, because ain't nobody else going to remember.
That's fine. Humble Beast comes out Friday. Y'all listen to that. Right. The young boy know about Nas and goddamn Jay.
I feel like somebody around him told him about that.
That's fine. That's cool.
I just think that it has to hold up, and I think that Bibby's better than him.
That's not true. But Boosie,
he's on a losing streak this year.
There
ain't no losing streak. Like, Boosie's like 35, 34 years old. He done did what G Herbo did, and he put money up to his ear because, like he stated before, where he's from, that's winning to him. And I ain't got nothing to do with that. That's Baton Rouge. I don't know nothing about Baton Rouge living or Louisiana living other than I don't think it's like every other living in the world. That's all I think.
Did you follow Killer Mike on Instagram?
Tough. I seen the house, 30,000.
What did he say in the comment?
If you put money to your ear and you're still doing that, if you ain't got a piece of land, so you're saying Boosie ain't got a piece of land?
I have no idea.
I think he
can
does.
He post that? That's all I'm saying.
He's posted several houses before.
I'll never follow him on Instagram, so I wouldn't know.
That's what I'm saying. So don't say that.
Somebody just have to tell me.
I get what you're saying, and that's cool, but Boosie is an artist that does both. For someone like you who don't really follow him or fuck with him like you just stated,
absolutely,
you only gonna cite the ignorant shit because you ain't really cool.
Yeah.
Because you're not really invested in the what he got going on.
This is true.
Just like someone who is invested is gonna say like, nah, he do this and he do that, and I seen him giving stuff back here and back there. You not paying attention to that because you don't give a fuck because you don't like his music. But don't say that he don't do it. Just like me and you don't listen to Black Youngster. But people will say, oh, well, Black Youngster went to Memphis and he did that, and that's cool. But I don't want to see him rolling around in the shower winning $40,000. Just like you don't want to see Boosie with the money phone to his ear. But I remember when Boosie was doing that shit back 15 years ago, saying, if you see a $50 bill in my stack right here, I'm pussy.
On the DVD.
You know what I'm saying? I remember that.
Absolutely.
So he got the right to be like, shit, I still do the money phone shit because I was doing this 20 years ago. I ain't started doing it for Instagram.
And that's,
I was doing it on DVD.
That's the point. You're doing the same thing that you were doing 20 years ago.
No, it didn't elevate it. I ain't throwing money on the ground saying if you see a 20,
I'm just holding
it
to my ear now.
I'm just holding it to my ear, letting you know that back then it wasn't no 20, so it damn soul ain't no 20s now. And it's all big stacks to my ear.
Calm down. His project is called Boopak. I'll Listen,
he need to change the name to that tough.
He's holding on to the name of that title.
He need to give me a year. Y'all give me a yell over that, man. It badass
Trillion
entertainment.
T, badass.
Nah, it ain't true. It's definitely badass, I believe. But y'all give me a call, man. I can give y'all help us on that album title.
He tripping. All right, man. Before we get to this music break, new Hove news. Allegedly, according to The Sun, Jay turned down a 2018 Super Bowl performance. This coincidentally, he just shouted out Colin Kaepernick at a festival performance the other day. Mm-hmm. Was this the right call for Hove to turn down a Super Bowl invite?
If I hadn't heard the Elliot Wilson interview and Hove talking about standing on the things that he felt like made him Hove,
right,
then I would say this is definitely the wrong call. But having heard that interview, the story of OJ listening to 444 repeatedly, I feel it. Like, I feel like Jay, one of them dudes, is boycotting the NFL right now.
I can see
shit,
that.
My wife, Beyonce, I got $1 billion. I ain't got to watch football on Sunday, so I ain't going to. I feel like that he is one of them dudes. So when the NFL call him and be like, hey, let's get Jay-Z for our halftime show to get those people back that have stepped away from the game, or our ratings are down, or whatever it may be, let's get him back in the loop, or let's get him here so they'll come back in the loop, I mean. And I feel like Jay's smarter than that. Jay's always been smarter that he's sold himself to be that throughout his career. And I feel like that's why he would turn down an NFL lob. And I feel like the NFL is that dumb. Like, they've shown themselves to be that dumb with the Tom Brady stuff, with the Ezekiel Elliott stuff. They've shown themselves to be like, hey, if we just get Jay-Z, then we'll make up for everything that people don't like about Colin Kaepernick. And I feel like Jay-Z seen right through that shit, and he was like, nah, good.
Is Jay-Z smarter than that, or is he richer than that?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
A little bit of both. I ain't going to take away the money factor.
That's
because if
I'm
you call T.I., T.I. doing
that. That's my point. And that's obviously not shitting on nobody's pockets.
No.
But it's just the exposure that you're going to get by being on stage at the halftime show at the Super Bowl is like, you don't get paid for that, but that promo is priceless.
Right. Like it, and I'm Jay, I don't need it.
See, Jay got FU money, meaning if he doesn't like the situation,
fuck
you.
Set your price
I'm
and
out.
Live your life on niggas. Set your price and live your life on niggas.
He can walk away and be comfortable. So he's good to do that. Now, knowing what Beyonce did with that stage a couple of years ago and how she rebranded herself coming out with the Black Panther look
right.
and the new single
okay.
and then dropped the video as soon as the performance was done. Hey, man, Jay could make a lot of things shake if he put together a fucking halftime show and had this on there, had this person, have Cap come out. Hey, listen. He can make a huge statement when you got the whole world watching.
But who is it?
That's the only thing.
Does that benefit Jay, or does that bring eyes to the NFL for them to be like, see, look, we told you that we weren't boycotting Cap.
You got
to
give us more credit than that. You got to give
whoever
you think is boycotting the NFL, you got to give them more credit to not fall for the Jay-Z trap. That's all I'm saying. You can watch it because you know he's going to shake it, and he's going to do something on there to appease those people.
Right.
And then, what if he came out there in a Cap jersey?
Okay.
Like, he would buy, like, listen, the possibilities are endless.
I'm not saying, do this.
I get
what you're saying. I totally agree with that, and I'm not diminishing the smarts of anybody that's boycotting.
Right.
What I am saying is, does the NFL think that they're that smart, though? Do they think that this is the Band-Aid that would be like, if everybody is boycotting us, and if this is the reason that our numbers are down, Can we just get Jay-Z to make everything okay?
It would make waves. They understand that it would make waves if they had him on there.
All right.
In one way or another. Now, I don't know if they think that's the solution to all their problems or if they just think we're just trying to outdo what we did last year and the year before and the year before and the year before. So, I mean, it ain't no telling. I have no idea what they're talking about in them boardrooms. They may be that dumb. I have no idea.
It's the NFL. It seems like they may be, 100%.
I agree. All right, let's get to this music break. Speaking of sports, we're going to switch it up. Lonzo Ball.
That's Ball, baby. Ball family.
Oh, man.
It's my uncle and my cousins. Let's go, guys.
he dropped a new single and also announced a new record label. Let's take a wild guess at what the record label is called. Big Baller brand record label.
Let's go, Big Baller.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Let's see what he hitting on, man. Is this real hip hop? Maybe he nice. It's called Mellow Ball One. Check it out.
MB1's on, y'all ain't ready. Y'all ain't ready. Youngest in the game, coming heavy. Hey, hey. I'ma win it all, I won't ever lose. Watch me kill them off when I drop my shoes, yeah. Triple B's in this thing, don't get bought up in this thing, no. Triple B's in this thing, we gon' ball out in this thing, y'all.
See my little brother, he just doing him. You can check the gram, he got a million fans. Got his brothers, he don't need no friends. He swagged out, he a walking gym. The boy's blessed, yeah, he heaven sent. Black lamb, never paid the rent. Hopping out with the MB kicks. Got them cameras ready and they taking flicks. Came in ready and they hit or miss. Triple B's, gotta handle biz. Three B's, no room for sis. Why you looking sour, man? We love the kids. Born a ball, that's just what it is. I'm a king, little bro, a prince. Throwing racks and you throwing fits. How you hating and you banging this?
MB1's on y'all.
Man, that was Triple B's in this thing, y'all.
Oh, let me put my headphones back on, man. Y'all need the cameras in here, man. I just got to stop dancing from that, man.
Oh, man.
Let's go, man. Triple B's in this, man.
I ain't gonna
Let's
lie.
Let's ball out.
That was all right, right there. I ain't gonna
balling
lie.
Out, man.
If I'm 16, that's banging.
I'm leasing that statement out to them, balling out.
If I'm 16, I'm getting my mama to rent the lamb for me. And if I live in Calabasas,
man,
where these motherfuckers
listen,
is at.
If I'm in Cali and I'm in high school or my freshman year of college.
Renting that drop.
I'm banging this with that Zoball UCLA jersey pulling up on all the functions. Like they say out in Cali, and it's going down.
That's a fact.
Like, come on.
Lil Buddy on the hook,
Mello,
I too, though.
Yeah, he might. What's his name, Mello?
I don't know. The Lil
Mello,
boy?
He the dude. Yeah, that's
16.
The dude talking about.
Yeah.
Mello might be at the function.
Yeah.
He turning up. Yeah, let's go. Like I said, that's what we doing, dude. I'm going to tell you one thing I would have loved to see.
What's that?
Is the whole process of how this song got put together. Because I know the dad has something to do with this.
Clearly.
And he probably scared the nigga into doing the
hook. I don't know, though. Cause this actually sound. This sounds better than the shoes look, though. This sounds better than the shoes look.
I'm pulling up, banging this with the slides on.
That's a fact, though.
I got the slides on. Tough.
If I'm 16, absolutely. I'm taking my Kroger check.
Oh yeah, let me clarify that. Not now. Not at all now. If I was in high school, though, I'm definitely pulling up with the squad. In the ball, the Big Baller brand slides,
banging
we were shook it, banging this.
That's a fact, though. I'm not going to lie. I was impressed.
Knew what it was.
I was impressed. He still don't know what the fuck you're talking about with Nas and shit, but I was impressed by this.
That's a fact.
For the youngsters. Let's be clear. Before motherfuckers is all in my mentions.
Don't do
nigga,
it.
So, this is for the youngsters, dude. Not me. The youngsters.
If I was 16.
All right. Hip-Hop Hall of Fame episode. All
right. So, first and foremost. Woo. There has to be a Hip Hop Hall of Fame. We can't keep sharing it with the rock people.
Begging to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I'm tired of every year being like, yeah, NWA should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because they're like Metallica or because they're like fucking AC/DC. No. Hip Hop need its own Hall of Fame.
Clearly.
On Deck clearly realized that, and we're addressing the situation as we always do with our great podcast.
Absolutely, man. So, look, we're going to lead the way. We're going to lead the charge.
Yep. So, we're doing first ballots.
First ballot Hall of Fame episode. 7 people will make it.
Mm-hmm.
We've got 7 slots. We're going to do 5 artists, mm-hmm. 1 producer, 1 influencer.
Okay.
Did they catch that?
1 producer, 5 artists, 1 influencer.
Yes.
All right.
And before we even get started, 2 people do not need to be mentioned in this conversation.
Of course.
Pac and Biggie have statues outside of this on-deck hip-hop Hall of Fame.
It's the Tupac and Biggie Hall of Fame
Memorial
Museum building. So the building is named after Tupac and Biggie. So we're not including them on the list because the building is named after them. There's
so
no need
it.
To mention them. We know that they're in there. The building is named after them.
Absolutely. Right? Now, of course, if you listened to us before, we take everything from the timeline of Doggy Style and up.
So we're not doing EPMD.
Sorry, KRS-One. You're already in there or you're somewhere else.
No Big Daddy Kane.
Don't hit us
no
up.
No Juice Crew. No Cold Crush.
We're not doing that. 93 and up.
Shout out Ice-T.
All that.
All y'all.
they're not included in this conversation.
Yes, we're not that old.
Also, artists that are actively actively in the game.
Okay.
No Drakes. Don't nobody say Kendrick. No Coles.
Well, hey, Animal Brown 444 just came out.
Yes, it did. 6 years in between albums. Have you seen Jay's face, dude?
Jay looks old.
Jay is not a spring chicken
Man,
anymore.
Man, that picture with him and Rihanna, Jay looks old. That was the first time I feel like, that was the first time I looked at Jay and be like, damn, Hov, you 50 out here.
Hov is up there. He is past, once you pass 40, 45, you're eligible.
It's over.
So with that being said.
That's the age thing, 40. We need to do about 42-ish.
Yeah.
You eligible.
First ballot. Can we get the snubs out of the way, or do we name who's in it first?
You want to do snubs last or first? Because, I mean.
We can.
How you want to do that?
We'll name them last. All
right.
And we'll name them last.
So who. When we started talking about this topic.
Yeah.
When I sent this text to you. Who was a lock? Like. Who did you think, first and foremost, if we're doing first ballot Hip Hop Hall of Fame, there's no way that this person is left off this list? Seven people, by the way.
Absolutely. It was obviously Jay-Z. I'm going for the layup.
It's Jay-Z?
That's the layup.
Because he's, why?
Because he's Jay-Z. He's the greatest rapper of all time. He's the most successful in terms of taking the blueprint.
Because Jay-Z's the most successful rapper.
Period.
All right. That's the same thing that I had. I just wanted to make sure.
He got the hottest chick in the game wearing his chain. He's a trendsetter. Mm-hmm. He's crossed over to fashion. He's even crossed over to tech with the damn app, the Tidal app.
Yeah.
He's bossed up. He's literally written the blueprint to how to succeed in this music shit. Drake is following it very quietly, if you're paying attention.
Or if you're Drake stan, you want to make that seem that.
No, he's following. We wanted Wayne to follow. We wanted T.I. to follow. They didn't quite do it.
Relax.
We wanted it, though.
Relax.
Jay-Z is the blueprint for any rapper. Any young rapper, I would say, do it like this guy right here. If my nephew was trying to rap, I'd say, follow this guy here.
Okay. All
right.
First and foremost, look how easy that is to say.
Everything is easy to
That's
say.
Like saying, hey, look at John F. Kennedy and be that president. They're not going to happen.
Study it.
Okay.
Study him.
That's cool. You're right. Jay-Z is the epitome of a successful rapper.
Facts. He's the logo.
He has the chick. Yeah. Great point.
He's the logo.
He's Jerry West.
That's it.
If there was a rap association, Jay-Z sitting on the blueprint desk, that would be the logo of rap.
He's
Jay-Z
the logo.
With the cigar on the blueprint cover. That's the logo of rap. With that being said, there are no discrepancies as far as Jay being in this position. I agree with you.
There's not one person listening that will disagree.
Yeah, I agree
with
you. Like Jay, because he's the most successful rapper, like as far as finance, Jay on his way to be a billionaire. He's
absolutely.
He's not Puff. He's not Dre.
Right.
He ain't got headphones. Not to say that he ain't got deals outside of rap, but Jay primarily did this off being cold with his pen.
Absolutely.
He the only rapper that we could put on this list as far as to that extent. So Jay's a lock.
And he had a success. He ran a successful rap label too, with successful acts under it.
That's
still
a fact.
Does.
Fact.
So that's not debatable.
All right.
Who you got? And for the record, this is the official on the it. I don't have one, and you got one.
Right, this is it. This
we
is seven.
We collaborated. This
yeah,
is
this
a seven.
This is it. This
all right. What's the next one?
All right. So this is odd for me.
Okay.
Because I'm not the biggest fan of this artist. But I will respect what this artist has done throughout his career as a rapper.
Okay.
And to me, Eminem being a white guy, being able to rap as he has with heavyweights. He been on songs with Drake, Wayne, Nas.
I'm not sure.
Well, Jay-Z.
Yeah,
whoever it may be. Like, he got songs with all these people. You could even argue and say that on Renegade, he challenged Jay. Definitely not beat him, but challenged him. And I think that with that being said, you never seen anything like Eminem prior to Eminem, which is the reason is why I would put him to a first ballot Hall of Famer. And you could jokingly say, what about Vanilla Ice?
Nobody would take that serious.
Exactly.
Eminem that helped Eminem.
Right. Eminem real deal got bars.
Yeah, of course.
And prior to Eminem, had you said, hey, there's this white guy that raps and he's cold, no one would have took you seriously.
Because we would have kept hearing Ice Ice Baby.
Exactly. Eminem, real deal, had bars. Though I can't relate to all of them bars, I do relate to the record sales. I do relate to the impact.
Numbers ain't lying, bro.
The impact, though.
He's the sixth best-selling hip-hop artist of all time.
And look at this. M could come out tomorrow. If M put a tweet out and said, I don't even know if he got Twitter.
Right.
If he put a tweet out tomorrow and he was like, I'm coming out with an album, the world would go crazy.
It would.
Crazy. So yeah. I got to put M on there.
I'm with you. I was skeptical about this at first, but
tell me why.
Because he fell off. He fell off strong.
That's a fact.
So the consistency is not as straight through like a Hove. You can't say Hove fell off for four albums. Okay. Like that's not, you can't do that. You can say that about Eminem. You can say he came out with a bang and then he died off a little bit, but still. He still did numbers. He still had fans. He still got Grammys. He still got the accolades and the recognition. And he still broke through. Let's be honest.
That's white privilege.
Possibly, but he's the only person when you step into an arena where you're the only person that looks like you. Like he was battle rapping at first,
right?
Nigga, that's an uphill battle for somebody that looks like him.
That's a fact. That is a fact.
Like you got to be dumb nice. And I'm a fan of his earlier work. I don't want to hear a damn thing from him in 2018, 2017. But you're right. He does belong here. Marshall Mathers changed the game.
Yeah. Because
he broke through.
And if anybody could dispute anything that we just said in this like tangent for the last 3 or 4 minutes, he's the only person that looks like him that's been this successful. So that has to do, like, if you're going to say Jackie Robinson did this for baseball or whatever it may be, like, yeah, Tiger Woods, exactly. Eminem is the only person that could say, I look like this, I'm white, and I've been successful at rap. Like, other people could say I made a living off of it.
Yeah, for sure.
I was cool. They may have made $1 million.
For a while, though.
Exactly. But he was the highest selling rapper at one point in time, and no other white person can say it on that earth. And that has a lot to do with why he's
the same reason. If there was a female artist that had went diamond,
right,
or that had been running the game for 5-6 years, you'd have to put them on here simply because it's a black male dominated. This is a black male dominated sport.
Exactly.
So if a kid came in, if a fucking Asian, whatever, dude, anybody come in and shake up the league,
yeah,
like M did, you have to pay homage.
They got
to that.
Especially with the regard, though. He's held in such high regard, not only from fans. You can hate him.
Peers.
You can say, I don't like him, but you still got to recognize the fact that he can rap his ass off.
Yeah.
So, that's it. And absolutely. Peers, yeah, like you said.
All right, that's
what
M.
We got, who you got next?
That's Jay.
We got M and Jay.
I got to go with the most recognizable rapper of all time.
Who's that?
Snoop D-O-double-G.
Mm.
Now, listen, we just talked about two heavyweights when it come to bars with Jay and Ho.
Right.
I mean, with Jay and M.
Classic albums.
All that.
Right.
Snoop got a classic. He got a debut. Classic debut. He fell off. I thought he was out of there what was the second joint with the vapors on there? That shit was garbage.
What?
The second Snoop.
The one with your boy P?
Nah, after Doggy Style.
Okay.
That shit was ass. I thought it was over for Snoop. Thought it was a rap. He signed with P, learned the game, came out of that situation, and has been stupid, dumb, relevant ever since in every which way, shape, form, or fashion. If you want to turn on the TV, you can catch him on there next to Martha Stewart right now. Snoop was just on, I think, what was he just on, like The View or something? He was just on some
everything. Snoop
or Sports Snoop or Sports
is on
Center.
Everything, exactly.
Snoop is acceptable, dude. People love. He's the most recognizable rapper ever, nigga. My mama know who he is.
Everybody.
My grandmama know who he is. Snoop has been consistent. Even the Kool-Aid album, we were shocked. I'm like, nigga, this shit
because it was banging. It was gangster shit too, though.
And it was hard. It was good music.
Exactly. And that's the thing to piggyback off what you're saying. Snoop put out that Kool-Aid album, and that was gangster shit. Yet he's still on TV with Martha Stewart, and my grandmama can watch that and be like, oh, that's Snoop.
Nigga, I can watch it and laugh.
And laugh. Funny. Exactly. And even on top of all of that, I know the Friday Night Tykes and the NFL players are like, shit, I came up in Snoop League.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been playing football if it wasn't for Snoop.
Homeboy on Hard Knocks.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just watched NFL Network this week.
Yep.
And Deion called Snoop as opposed to calling one of the receivers because the receiver played in Snoop League.
Yeah.
Man, listen, Snoop is a legend.
Ain't no question.
Like, it ain't no, like, if you're going to do anything that got anything to do with rap, Snoop got to be mentioned.
He has to. Like, he has to. His second face, album was Dogfather, by the way. That was the trash.
But, okay. It was trash. But his first album's a classic.
His first album's a classic. Gin and Juice, so, What's My Name, classic.
Tough. Definitely meets the criteria of that.
Absolutely.
He got one album at least where it was a classic.
Oof.
And I think Snoop figured out how to play into his persona and people not be offended. Because, look, people still offended by weed. Like, right. if you look at the NFL or the NBA, they don't want them people smoking weed. But Snoop, he could sit there with Martha Stewart and smoke a blunt.
Absolutely.
And people be like, oh, that's Snoop.
Snoop could probably smoke a blunt in the White House.
He could smoke a blunt with Barack.
He probably, like, already has.
And people would be like, oh, it's cool that Snoop Barack was supposed to do that. You know what I'm saying? That's how cool Snoop done made it to smoke weed. So with that being said, like, Snoop, like, it's insurmountable. Like, Snoop done can't. Like, Snoop was on trial for a murder charge, dude.
Yeah.
Now he on TV with Martha Stewart.
35 million.
Take
records
that in,
sold,
dude.
35 million.
Snoop, he a lock. Snoop a lock.
Snoop is a lock. His first album came out in 94.
Snoop got people
93, excuse me.
Snoop got players in the NFL, like, I credit him for everything that I've done today.
We almost had 25 years, bro. Snoop in the game, dude.
Tough. Snoop might be years? He might be the number one lock. We should have started with Snoop Slick.
Don't first of all.
Hey.
Now Snoop, hey man. That's a
Snoop,
long run, though.
Listen, Snoop has checked off every box. Every box that you want somebody to check off as a rapper,
skill
an
wise,
entertainer,
hold,
no,
hold on.
Period.
Skill wise, though,
the first album, that's where it was. Skill wise, after that, like, listen, if you put, and here's a perfect example of somebody that we'll get to later with the snubs. Spoiler alert.
Okay.
Nas.
That's gonna hurt some people. I'm gonna
exactly.
Be real.
So if I put in all my work on my first album, I ain't necessarily got to go hard to make sure that every other album is a classic. Snoop on his first album went in. I was a rapper then.
Yeah.
Snoop noticed after that, in my opinion, what it was to be a superstar.
Yeah.
And he started living into that lifestyle as opposed to, I got to write out bars. I got to out rap a nigga on a song. No, you ain't got to do that. You just got to have that charisma.
He got his ring.
That aura about yourself. Exactly.
He got his ring. It was about longevity at that point. I can't argue that. Straight up, it's Snoop.
Okay.
All right, who's next?
Who do we have next? All right, so let's be controversial. Well, no, not even controversial.
No, ain't none of these. Listen, I don't want to hear nothing about none of these right
actually,
here.
This could be. I make a great case for him. Lil Wayne.
And he's not acting, let's be clear.
Let's not act like
he's not active no
none
more.
None of these mixtapes.
No,
none of this shit y'all have heard. Being like, oh well, Lil Wayne, this is the preview for the quarter. No, it's not preview.
He's
for
eligible five. For this shit.
All right. So with that being said, this dude been doing this since he was 11 years old.
Yeah,
he's 34 right now.
It's crazy.
Wayne had 100 features in 1 year, and all of them were right, though. like there was a stretch where you could know that if Wayne was on a song, then he had the best verse.
Before
I ain't even got to listen to it. Yeah. Like, if it's a featuring Lil Wayne, he was the best person on that song. Like, flat out for a fact, for 2 years straight, that was the case.
Yeah.
And even on top of that, he'd been rapping since he was 11 years old with Cash Money. He's 30 now. That's 20 years of consistently putting out music. I ain't saying that all of it was banging.
Of course not.
I ain't saying that he got all classic albums. I'm saying that Carter 2 probably was one.
Carter 1 or 2, that's debatable.
Yeah,
Either one.
Those are the closest two that he going to get, because I feel like that was when he had the most creativity.
Classic mixtapes.
Yeah, he could do his own thing on there. And yep. He got classic mixtapes, like you said, Squad.
Dedication.
Squad 4, Dedication, Dedication yep. 3. To me, Wayne, and this is going to take a lot of people back, and then they're going to think about it, and they're going to be like, Spike Lee was right. Wayne is the most popular Southern rapper ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
I'm not debating it.
Ever.
That's a okay. Fact. I don't know who would be saying.
No, okay. And even on top of that, the Lil Uzis, the Lil Yachty's, the Rockstar shit.
Yeah,
these
Young
guys
Thug.
Are doing. That's Wayne.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
All Wayne.
It ain't no
so
question.
He gotta be on here, because even though he don't directly influence those guys' bars, the style. For anybody ever to say, I'm not a rapper, I'm a rock star, I'm a Martian, I ain't this, not, that came from Wayne.
Listen.
That was Wayne.
Wayne was the greatest rapper alive for a nice run.
For 2 years.
That, I'll take that.
Okay.
2 years, maybe three if I'm pushing it. Mm-mm. He obviously has influenced this generation. He was the first rapper to use auto-tune. It's the first one. When T-Pain was singing with the auto-tune, Wayne rapped with it, and it was a rap. Because then Ye did it. Wayne made it a hot line. Ye made it a hot song. Yeah. Niggas started jumping on the auto-tune rapping wave. That's how you got Future. He did it before Future. He did it before Young Thug. His influence, whether you're a fan of the music that came from it or not, is undeniable. He might be the most influential rapper, dude, in terms of what is going on today. And, of course, he got the skills. He got the classic. And his catalog, which we have went through just recently. Y'all go back in the archives if you missed that episode. We ranked his catalog. Was better than I thought. And his mixtape catalog is just as strong.
And then
and you, deep.
You, look, you add the mixtape catalog, and then you got those Hot Boys albums, too, though.
And then the group joints.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the Hot Boys albums, there was a lot, I ain't gonna say a couple of songs. There were a lot of songs where Wayne stole the show.
He took off.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Or wrote the hooks.
Wrote the hooks, or he was like most recognized. Like people were like, oh, nah, I fuck with that Wayne verse on that album.
Yeah.
So Wayne been doing this forever.
Nah, he gotta be on here, dog. Yeah, he gotta be on here.
I don't think there's no discrepancy.
You may not be a fan. I'm not, we're not a fan today. Like, I don't wanna hear no new shit. But I'll be damned if I act like he didn't do what he did.
You ready,
I don't
you ready for that quarter five?
Nah, I'm not ready.
You ready for that quarter five?
I wasn't ready for that four.
You ready for that quarter five, though?
I'll listen.
You ready for it?
Martin Skrilly wants to leak it and put it on eBay or whatever the fuck he's doing, he can put it out and I'll listen.
You ready for that quarter five? Who you got next?
Is this our last rap act? Yes. Our last rap act.
So we got a producer and a rap act left, right?
And a influencer. So, look, we have to go. We can't do this without a group being on here. Mm-hmm. The biggest rap group of all time, post 93, is without question OutKast.
Okay.
Diamond album, check.
Okay.
Classic album, Aquemini or ATA Lens, check.
Okay.
Bars, influence, style, originality. People are still dying for an OutKast album to this day. Anytime a rumor even smells like they might be putting something together, it's articles across all rap blogs,
dude. That's a fact.
They're still waiting on it, dude. It's been 15 years and we'll never get it, but it doesn't matter. People still want it. And if it came out tomorrow, just like Eminem would blow up the internet would implode if an OutKast album came out tomorrow.
I don't know if the Eminem and the OutKast album would do the same thing.
The internet would explode.
All right, cool.
That's all I'm. Did you see the reaction when they announced the tour when they were at Coachella? Yeah, you see how shitty it was at Coachella when OutKast.
That's a good point.
That was a big story last year, dude. That they were finna tour.
Right. So I'm not. I had to be convinced on this selection.
That's amazing.
I mean, because
the best rap group of all time, bro.
I ain't saying that it's not.
They got to be on here. They got to be first ballot.
As the best rap group of all time, are they taking away a spot from someone who is a better individual?
Like a Nas?
Maybe.
Whose career?
That's what I'm saying. Like, maybe a Nas. I don't think the OutKast had the influence that anybody else on this list had. OutKast did a lot for self, right?
Okay.
And that's cool. You can sell 10 million records. You can go diamond. That's impeccable. Like, ain't nobody in hip-hop able to say that I did that. At the same time, we were robbed, as hip-hop fans, of an OutKast album similar to 444. Or of an OutKast tour where we could
when
see...
When they were...
Yeah, like... Don't do us like this. And what y'all gonna say, like, all right, we'll give you all of this early in the career where people ain't really fucking with the South, where people ain't really on to what we're doing, and then we gonna bow out and we ain't gonna give you no type of repercussions on it or nothing like that. We're done. I ain't doing nothing. You, if you wanna hear something, you gotta hear Big Boy solo shit. And I may pop up at his albums, or excuse me, I may pop up at his concerts if I'm Andre. That ain't cool. So I take a little bit of points away from them for not being able to sustain that shit. Like, I need a 444 from Outkast. Listen, I take away from them for that.
No, that's fair. Everybody can't come out for 13 summers in a row, okay, like a Jay or a T.I. or whoever.
That's why he on his list.
You can't do that. It worked for him, and that's a positive on him. I can't take it away from the next person because it's different when you're a group. And you're working with two heads and you got to move in unison. It's different. And the impact that they did was so heavy. You say they did a lot for self. I say they did a lot for South. Huge. The South Got Something to Say was a classic statement at the goddamn award show, dude, at the Source Awards.
Hey, I ain't taking none away from it. That don't was, do me like it. Those are the hard. First you're
people.
Right.
Those are the first people that were really just getting respect from up north, like them and Skyface, to be fair. Right. As niggas that spitting, like, man, the South really don't be talking about nothing. What about Outkast? Okay, yeah, except them. Like, they were always the exception. And I think they were ahead of their time, honestly. I think they were a little bit ahead of their time.
They were, but I don't think they capitalized off of that, though. Like, the only way that they would have been able to capitalize off of being ahead of their time is for them to still be able to do it now. Like, what's the group, the Q-Tip in?
Tribe Called Quest.
They just dropped a new album, and people went crazy.
Absolutely.
I need that from Outkast and I need that as a Southern hip hop head that does a podcast about music, and for me to be able to say these dudes can rap with Q-Tip, they can rap with EPMD. I need that, and they let me down in that sense. I need that from them.
Do you want to hear? Do you want to hear 27?
Yes.
No, you don't.
I want to hear Andre and Big Boy rap together. I don't want to hear Big Boy solo. I don't want to hear that.
No, I don't want to hear that either.
Because that's been happening for the last 4 years. But what I do want to hear is if Outkast had an album to put out in 2017. Oh, man, I'm signing up for that now.
48 Laws of Power, Law Number 16.
Nah, this ain't.
Use absence to increase respect and honor. The same way that Big Boy has fallen off because he did not use absence. He kept getting put music out here. So we have no respect for that solo career. It died down a little bit. We still hold that for Andre 3000. Go check out our ATL Mount Rushmore episode. Yeah, we had him on there as opposed to Big Boy for this reason.
That's a fact.
I understand it. Yes, I would love an album. I would love an Andre 3000 12
no,
track.
Don't do that.
No, I'm saying
don't add the Andre 3000.
No, I'm just saying, telling you what I would want. That's not happening.
Okay,
but just because I want it and it's not going to happen, I can't take away from that's just me being greedy at that point.
Mm.
That's all I'm saying. I have no doubt that they could put a project together and it would sound good.
Yeah.
That would be the question. If I thought they would do something, it would be whack.
You don't think it would sound good in 2017 in Outkast album?
No, I think it would. Oh. I think it would. So that's what I'm saying. I think it would sound good. Now, if I had any doubts that it would be quality, then I may not have put them. They may not be getting my vote like they are. But I first ballot Hall of Famer, they have to be. I think they're not going to put anything out, bro.
I agree.
They're not active. They got a classic. They fit all the criteria, man. We got to put them in. All right, we got we got two slots left. One producer, one influencer, man. Which one you taking?
All right, so these are easiest two. Even other than what we put up there.
Who the producer? Who the producer?
Man, listen, man, Dr. Dre.
Yeah, that was easy.
like NWA.
Don't nobody debate that shit.
Yeah, like NWA, Snoop, M, 50,
Kendrick. Like, those are some of the biggest artists ever in life.
There's no producer that has that track record.
Nah, it's not.
Nobody can say, I put these five monsters up. Maybe Kanye West could do it, but he would have to include himself.
Yeah.
He would have to say, yeah, well, I did my whole album, and I made Monster sound like this, and I made My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy sound like this, and I made Yeezus sound totally different. That's the only comparison that you got for Dre.
It still ain't it, though.
You're right. Yeah. And you're a Ye fan.
Absolutely.
It still ain't like Snoop, M, NWA, Kendrick.
50.
50.
Pac.
Pac. That's amazing. This dude has been responsible for six of the biggest acts in the history of the game.
Yeah.
Like, if anybody else, like, Slick could have started with him.
Slick. We Slick could have. And we again, I'm mentioning this catalog, man. This episode 216 is deep out here. Mm. We just did the West Coast Mount Rushmore. Right. So we done ran through Dre resume. We're not going to give it to you all over again.
We got to.
We just laid it out. That's all you need to know. I don't even know who's on the second ballot for producer. We'll get on that on another episode. But I don't even know. I'm going to be real.
Well, I mean, because Dre separated himself so far.
We need to talk about the headphones.
We ain't got to. Like, you ain't even got to. We ain't even got to go to the fact where a person would be like, well, Dre did just as much as Pharrell or Swiss, and y'all didn't mention them. All right, so let's mention beats then. Where Pharrell beats at? Where Swiss beats at?
Right.
So,
yeah.
Dre is probably the number one. Like, if we were doing the whole ceremony and doing this like Canton and like NFL do it, the first person is Dre.
I can respect that.
Dre like the godfather of rap, dude.
With all due respect to Hov, but he been doing it before Hov.
He got beats for Hov. He got beats for Hov. Hov was like, hey, I need some shit this side. Dre was like, okay, here you go. Dre is that nigga.
Yo.
Like, he's the ultimate that nigga in rap.
Now,
going all the way back from when he was 19 years old.
Clearly. Now, the last spot, the influencer. Now, that's a DJ. That's a exec. That's a mogul.
Mm-hmm.
We went back and forth about this.
Well, actually, if you think about this spot, there's only one part. Like, everybody's probably saying it as they're riding in their car listening to our podcast, right?
Okay, maybe.
They are. They at work, sitting at their cubicle. If you're in your office, you big dog, and it like that. You know the only person missing off of this list. Like, you know. If you know anything that got to do with anything, you know who we missing.
The final spot we gave to Puff.
Clearly.
Obvious reasons. Clearly. We know his run has been crazy. We know how he's jumped from product to product. He's probably the number one pitch man in hip-hop still.
Puff the GOAT.
He done ran marathons, brought back mohawks,
like
had
like
to pop in clothes.
Puff, the only person that's close to $1 billion that I can't really accurately tell you what he does.
He does everything.
Do he produce music? Do he do clothes? Do he do alcohol? Do he do TV shows?
TV network.
Like, what do he do?
Everything.
Exactly.
All of the above.
So, like, everything that everybody has something to do with on our list, Puff had his hand in it. Are you rapped? I rapped. Oh, you produced? I produced.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a TV show? I got one.
Yeah, you got artists?
Oh, you got a network? Oh, no, you ain't got a network because I'm one of the only three black people that got this. I know you ain't got that. It's me, Oprah, and Bob Johnson. So I know you ain't got that. So, yeah, I got the network going. So, yeah, Puff on the list just for that.
Listen, we saw Puff at Revolt, and I bullshit you not, in the span of 20 seconds, we saw Puff walk from one end of the hotel to the other. This nigga took a picture. He signed an autograph. He had a meeting.
Made a phone call.
He made a phone call, and he kissed two babies. Tough. No bullshit, all within 20 seconds.
These ain't no exaggerations.
I am not bullshitting, dude. He did not stop. He did not break a sweat. He did not stop stride at all.
It seemed like he was floating through the lobby.
It was I was amazed.
Like, this was 2 years before the hovercraft shit, and it was almost like he had one of those. That's a fact.
That shit blew my mind. His hustle is second to none.
Nah.
Now, I'm going to say this, though. My first honorable mention who I wanted to put in this spot was Russell Simmons. But you made a very good point.
What's that?
We're doing post-Doggy Style. Russell did a lot of his damage early 90s, late 80s.
And I love Russ, too.
Now, Russ is that dude.
That's my guy.
Books, the whole nine. But where Puff has continued to go strong for 20 years, 20 plus, Russell has tailed off post.
Russ ain't got that energy.
He's tailed off.
And that's the thing about Puff got that battery in his back, dude. Puff the Energizer Bunny. And that's the only reason that he beat out Russ in this. Like, Russ just ain't got that energy. Like, Russ was fucking models in the 80s.
Puff not slowing down either.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, Puff just started fucking models in the 2000s.
Don't do Puff any kind of way.
2000s. He just started fucking models in the 2000s. So, Russ was doing it 20 years prior to Puff.
So, I say Russell and Nas are our two biggest snubs.
Okay, so tell me about the Nas shit though, because niggas want to know about this.
I think
you tell me about your Nas, and I give you mine.
It was between Nas, in my opinion, it was between Nas and Eminem.
So you gonna take Eminem off of Nas?
That was what I was going back and forth with.
All right, let me hurt some people's feelings since you ain't willing to. You skating around it.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna hurt some people's feelings about this Nas shit. Other than Illmatic, what is Nas doing?
Don't do that.
I'm doing it. I'm stepping out here and I'm doing it.
He's probably the Nas, best rapper to come from New York.
Okay, so no, don't do that. Don't give me he's the best rapper to come from New York.
He might be.
When you got Cameron, you got Jada Kiss, you got Fabulous, you got Jay-Z. All of these people can rap just as good as Nas. No. But just because Nas came out with his album first, just because that Illmatic
Fab ain't got a classic. Stop.
That's cool. But don't tell me that Fab can't go ball for ball with Nas. Don't tell me that.
He ain't got a class.
Don't tell me that Cam can't go ball for ball with Nas.
Does Cam
don't tell me that Jada can't go ball for ball with Nas.
Does Jada have a classic? Do any of those people have classic albums? All right,
let me ask you this then. So I was prepared for that question. When was the last time that you listened to that album?
What, Nas?
That shit trash, dude.
Nah,
I'm going to go out there and say that. I ain't listening to that.
Nah.
I wasn't listening to it when it came out.
Nah, it's not trash.
Bruh.
No, it's not.
Okay, so you can listen to that now?
Yeah, I can.
No, you can't.
I swear I can. Dead ass.
Just on some strictly I'm dead trying is. To force that shit and
nah,
it's a classic
nah, nah,
shit.
Nah, 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 nah.
You ain't listening to it and enjoying it. I promise
yeah, I
you
can.
Not. Not in 2016,
yes, you
dude.
Can. First of all, we're in 2017.
Whatever. I don't care what year we in. Other than that year that it came out in, you're not enjoying that album.
I can. I like
Bruh,
it, though.
I like it. What's your favorite song on it?
Ah, nah, it's stop,
exactly.
Stop.
Any other album that
stop.
I ask you what's your favorite, like I can ask
I
you Blueprint
know.
Right now, you got it.
That's because we just listened to
yeah,
it.
Get the fuck out. So when's the last time you listened to Illmatic?
It doesn't mean anything.
It mean
no.
a lot.
No, it doesn't. I don't ride
people
around listening to shit from 94.
People giving the exact, that's what I'm saying.
I don't
saying.
Listen to anything from 94. That
people
doesn't mean
giving
nothing
Nas
to 94.
A lot
was
of
good.
Credit for that album, and it's not that great in 2017, and it ain't the reason that he should be on this
just
list.
Just say it hasn't aged well.
Nah,
don't
I ain't
going to
say that
soft.
It ain't aged well. I'm going to say that people are going to say that's the reason that Nas should be on this list because he got that classic album. I'm not saying that ain't it.
No, I'm
give
saying.
Give me something else.
I said the reason.
Is it Ether?
I said the reason is because he's the best rapper. He could be the best rapper come out of New York.
That's not true.
With him and Jay.
But that's not true.
He's washing. Like, to even say, like, Cam and not stop. Bro,
like.
He washing him.
I'll put Fab bar for bar with Nas, and he right there with
but the,
him.
But the argument with that is Fab ain't got no classic. That kills that,
but,
bro.
But you putting Nas classic is 30 years ago. Fab got a better album that has
no,
came
he don't.
Out.
No, he don't. No, he don't, bro.
Fab ain't got a better album that came out since Nas' classic album?
No, bro.
So if you put everything past Nas' classic album to
no.
Fab's albums, you're saying that Nas got a bad album. Tell me which album it is.
Yes.
What album? What album?
What's the
what
third
album?
One? His third album
written,
is.
It was written.
Nah, that's his second one. His third one is. That did it.
It Was Written was the third album. I Am.
I Am is barbecuing anything that Fab got. And I fuck with Fab. That's my
it's
guy.
It's better than Los Hoes Way.
Yes.
They right. I say they are tied, bro.
Man, I Am.
I would say that I Am and Los Hoes Way are tied.
Goddamn lie.
Y'all let us know in the rap chat on Facebook if I Am and Los Hoes Way are.
It's not even close.
I ain't even going to say that it's frying the one better than the other, but I say it's close. I promise you it's close. And you're telling me that this person is supposed to be in the Hip Hop Hall of Fame when he got an album with somebody that's close. That album ain't even great.
If you ask Fab, can you rap better than
that's
Nas?
That's nostalgia. That's nostalgia, though. Don't do me
that.
That
nigga
shit.
Would.
That's like if you ask AI, can he who better than Jordan? Of course he's going to say no.
And of course we're going to say no, too, because we know that he can't. That's all I'm saying. Listen, that's the underdog pick. You want Fab to be right there. He done got a bag and fixed his teeth. Now
hell
he
no, I don't do that. I don't want Fab to be right there at all.
Clearly,
because
you're
just
caping
comparing,
for him heavy.
I'm just comparing putting Nas there. Because the only reason people want to put Nas there is because of his first album. They call it a classic.
That's a big reason. He's
I'm
had
saying,
a career.
Okay,
bro.
I'm saying.
We're not going to act like that's his only album.
I'm
dude.
Saying since then. What has Nas done?
Illmatic, I Am. Stillmatic had 5 mics. So you can't act like he's only had one
what,
album.
What's
dude?
The XXL, dude? We're not giving that shit no credit in 2017.
I said 5 mics.
That Stillmatic album, first of all, was not 5 mics. If we gonna do that, then that Stillmatic album and them giving that five mics, that was just them going off the curtail of their career, and they want to give something five albums to make sure that they had a five album mic, make people talk about it. If we want to do,
you gonna make an excuse for every album called a classic? Stop.
Not just Stillmatic. No, I'm just saying that the only excuse that I'm trying to make, and the point in the case that I'm trying to make, is that Nas, the only reason that people would say that he's on this list is because of that first album.
No, and that's biggest reason. It's not the only reason. It's the biggest reason. All right,
if that's the biggest reason, I'm saying that that's not a big enough reason. Because you can't listen to that shit right now.
I can't. I'm telling you I can't.
You just said I'm not riding around listening to no shit from 94.
But I can, though, if I wanted to.
You don't want to. Nor does anybody else want to. But guess what? If you get the urge to listen to Juicy or One More Chance, that's just two more years later. And you still going to ride around bumping that shit, feeling good on a Saturday with your windows down, fresh.
I don't listen to that.
Get the fuck out of here. But you would. No. Before you listen to some Nas shit. Name one song off that Nas album, dude.
New York State of Mind?
The fuck out of here. This is New York State of Mind. The easiest song to name off the album. Name another one.
No.
Give me one more.
Name one. Name two.
No, just give me one more.
Name three.
Just give me
one. Name seven.
Exactly.
Name eight.
Exactly.
Like, stop.
Just give me one more, dude. One.
Google it.
Just give me one more. Exactly. Cut to the next segment for you.
What was I, 10 when that came out?
That's my point.
Like, I can't fucking. That's what I'm saying. I don't have the album memorized.
So we can't give Nas that credit and put him on this list for that. For that album.
No, I ain't saying that.
Look, Nas is a great artist.
It ain't hard to tell was tough, too. Go ahead.
Whatever. I ain't saying that he's not a great artist, and I don't want people to think that I'm shitting on Nas. I'm just saying that the only reason that people will want to put him on this list is because of that first album.
You gotta stop saying the only reason.
And nostalgia. The first album and nostalgia. Only two reasons. I'm gonna continue to say that. Because that's what I believe.
All right, man. Let's hit this music break. Of course, y'all hit the rap chat and Facebook. Let us know if we got it right. Tell us who your seven would be. First ballot Hip Hop Hall of Fame. Stick to the script too, man. Over 1993. People that aren't active. You know how it go. All right, The Game has a new song. It's called Heaven for a Gangster.
Yo, boy.
This is on the A&E documentary for Tupac, Who Killed Tupac soundtrack. So check it out, Heaven for a Gangster.
Is there a heaven for a gangster? Gangster, gangster, is there a heaven for a gangster? Gangster, gangster, is there a heaven for a gangster? Gangster, gangster, is there a heaven for a gangster? Gangster, gangster, God forgive me for my sins, world full of jiggin' shit. Lord, keep me out the pen, keep my sons on the right track, my daughter on the mama's side. Let the wind hit my baby face, it's gonna be homicide. You don't father like I father new. I father kids and I father new. I done been on little yachts, shot at Crips with little Uzis. Got bricks from the Migos and my big bad and bougie. Every time I turn around, somebody trying to sue me. And old friends turn colors like Notorious Big Coogee. I promise this ain't a movie, my new. This ain't on Netflix. This is every time you in the club, we gon' set trip. Another dead body on the dance floor. That's what them hood do when them bands low. Red rag on my head, I'm still Rambo. Took a pistol, what these hands for? Is there a heaven for a gangster? Gangster, gangster.
Is there a heaven? I hear you, Game. Another solid one.
He disrespecting P.
Nah, that's bang. He's done a version with P, so he got the green light to do this.
So he ain't
got to
do another one. Disrespecting P. Quit going back to the well, man.
He was ripping that hot at you.
Flex.
That's on the A&E docuseries Who Killed Tupac, which should be dropping next month. Their docuseries on Big was amazing.
That's following up to that, huh?
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I wasn't going to watch this shit because I was slick over that Big documentary, Pac documentary. We've had enough of that this year. But shout out to DJ Cotton on Facebook. He said it was actually pretty dope. That's the only reason I DVR'd it and watched it. And he was right. It was fire. It actually gave me more respect for Big. Like, I didn't even think that was possible. I already fuck with him heavy.
Wait, what do you mean?
Now, it just told more of his story. It showed how in-depth his story was, and it showed more of his personality. He was a lot more deeper thinker than I thought. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a lot of interviews and shit that I had never heard of. He slick narrated it. I think they took one interview and chopped it up and had that going, like, kind of streaming through the whole episode. That shit was dope. I'm not even gonna lie. Shout out to A&E. That was very well put together. Had his mom in there real heavy.
I need to go check.
Had Puff in there. Like, it was.
Hove was in there too, right?
Hove was in there. Yeah, I need to check. He sure was. Like, that shit was dope. Y'all check that out if y'all get. I forgot what it's called. I apologize. It's going A&E. Ain't shit else on there called Biggie. So I'm gonna check for that Pac with all that being said. All right, before we get out of here, man, question of the week. Kendrick Lamar and Top Dog were in Billboard magazine. They actually made the cover. And he said something interesting in his interview. He said the first rap concert he ever attended was in 2006, and it was his own. He was opening up for Game and J-Rock. That was the first time he had ever been to a concert. Thought that was amazing. Not sure if I believe it or not, but let's say if it's true, that's cool. What was your first concert that you attended? Was it in 06 as well?
06 out. No, I don't think it was 06, man. Like, I've been running through my brain files trying to figure this out, and I text a couple of the homies, the brain trust, and trying to see. The first one that I can remember,
yep,
is the Cash Money Rough Riders,
yep,
tour that came through Nashville. That was about 96.
Nah, hell no, 98.
Eight.
Yeah, Rough Riders.
You act like I said the '80s, nigga. Hell no, nigga. 2 years. Okay, 2 years.
Get your
off.
Days right.
Whatever.
Years right.
I feel like that was the first one I remember. I feel like it ended in chairs being thrown.
Yep. Yep. It was at Tennessee State University.
Wasn't right.
Yep.
Am I right?
Yeah, mics. Juvenile was hot. The mics was fucking hot.
Yeah, okay, yeah. And people started throwing the chairs.
Yep.
That was the first concert that I remember going to.
Yeah.
I started clubbing at 14. And I remember, I tell you the most disappointing, like, concert event that I've ever had. I was 15. Master P was in his prime.
I see you, boy.
He was supposed to be at Club Mardi Gras. I had an all-white Dickie suit.
Oh, my God.
I was ready to... Ice Cream Man! Let's ride!
Oh, my God.
I was ready to go, and he didn't show up. he didn't show up. Like, Master P didn't come to Mardi Gras. I was so mad about that. It was either that or I couldn't get in. One or the other. I can't remember what it was to this day because it was so long ago. But I remember I had the all-white Dickie suit. Shout out, Poe. He was with me. Poe said his first concert experience was 88 in Starwood, NWA.
Yeah, I know some people. Shout out to Bird. My homeboy said he went to that too.
He said it was Starwood, NWA, MC Hammer, Digital Underground.
Yep.
Okay.
I can respect and accept that. Shout out,
Beast Mode, right there.
Mine was around the same time. My first show was in 98, and I can't remember which came first. I can't remember if the Rough Riders.
You like 20 years old to go to a rap show?
Negative. Cash Money Rough Riders or the Hard Knock Life Tour. They were the same year, same venue, but I cannot remember which one came first. So I'm just going to say it's
a tie. At the Gentry Center.
Yeah, so I was there when they got to throwing chairs at the Cash Money Rough Riders show, and I was there when Jay-Z came out in the Titans jersey during the Hard Knock Life tour. Both of those were dope. Method Man, Red Man were flying through the air. I remember that. I also went to the fucking, Bad Boy had a tour too, man, with Busta Rhymes and.
You ain't gonna see no Busta Rhymes.
And I want to say Cash Money was there too, though.
You ain't going to no Busta Rhymes.
And they had the Big Dog helicopter and shit. I can't remember, man. It's a blur. I'm washed. When you can't remember your first concert, you're washed.
No, I mean, you're old. This shit happened a long time ago. We get it, man.
I done been a lot. Shout out to the homeboy in the rap chat.
When it's 40 plus years, you're like, we get it, man. We understand.
Shout out to the homie in the rap chat. Said he been to over 200 concerts. All genres of music.
Was it Alvin Cooper?
I don't want to blow his name.
I think it's his name.
Shout out, Mr. Cooper. You're savage.
He got
for
rock
that.
Concerts, rap, everything.
Country.
Man. I'm trying to get on his level.
Yeah, absolutely.
One concert if you could go to right now, what would it be?
Over again or one I didn't see?
You ain't see, like, if you could get any, like, if you was a big dog and get anybody to put on a concert right now, who would it be?
I don't know. Probably Watch the Throne again because I missed it.
So you'll get Jay and Kanye together to
redo
Watch the Throne.
Redo that show for the kid because I heard it was amazing. Sick about that shit too.
That's dope.
Y'all let us know, man. What was y'all first rap show or first concert? Man, it ain't gotta be rap. I don't give a shit.
What
first show
concert
that
you would want to see?
or a concert that you would want to see. Absolutely. New music out this week.
I'm here for that T.I.
We're not here for T.I. nothing.
I'm here for that T.I. trap music or...
That'd be dope.
Urban Legend anniversary. Either one of those tours, no. I'm here for that.
You jacked it with the Urban Legend.
No, don't do Urban Legend.
Trap music would be amazing at Fox.
Don't do Urban Legend like
that,
though.
That would be some look cool.
Oh, I think crazy. That was his biggest. Go ahead.
God damn. New music coming out this week. Shout out Rhapsody. She's dropping Layla's Wisdom on Friday.
That's my girl.
Please don't let me I'm scared for any of my people dropping this year because I don't want them to fuck up this stellar
she
year.
She got this. She going to keep it
she
going.
She got this?
Rhapsody got this. Right, she going to keep it going.
I got faith. My boy G Herbo. Humble Beast. Friday. I'm downloading that first. Sorry, Rhapsody. You my girl and everything, but I got to get that G Herbo first.
I hope it's good.
I do too. Macklemore, Gemini. Check for that?
Nope.
He freestyled on Funk Flex, and I swear it was trash.
It's Macklemore.
God, it was trash. And he was on that.
He was on Breakfast Club, too.
Lucifer, right? Not in the morning. He was on that. He jacked it.
Oh, man. Why would they even put him on that? that's disrespectful.
Juicy J mixtape out now. Highly Intoxicated.
Let's go, Juice. We 30 years strong in this game.
Gucci Mane, Mr. Davis got delayed. That was supposed to come out last Friday. Got delayed till next month to coincide with the wedding. They already knew that. I don't know why they lied and tried to say this was coming out September.
Did the book come out?
That comes out. Damn, I think
the
they come
autobiography
out,
of Mr. Davis.
The 20
something came out.
No way.
It ain't out yet.
They not doing no promo for that. Then
shout out the new Apple update, man.
Yeah, that's your
I think it and that's where I seen it at.
Well.
But also, y'all can go comment and like the On Deck TV page straight from the podcast app now, so you ain't got to go searching and looking for.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, you can go. You can just put it up right there and be like, boom, learn more, boom. Oh, leave a comment, boom, 5 stars.
About time.
There
God
it is.
Damn.
You ain't got to do all that no more. So
last
out,
thing, man.
Shout out to Apple for that. Go ahead.
Music Soul Child.
Man, I seen that shit. I knew for a fact you was going to say something about that.
He dropped the
that's
double
your boy.
He dropped the double disc,
one
though.
Rap, one R&B?
Both R&B.
No. He oh, dropped so why the, you hating then?
No, nah, that's amazing.
That's what music do. He ain't dropped shit in 30 years.
No, he's been continuously dropping music. Oh, that's what makes this dude. Man. A double disc R&B album in 2017?
I think he's trying to get LASIK.
Yeah, shit, dude. That's amazing.
Hey, what was his rap name, though?
You don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember that bullshit.
He trying to get LASIK, though. That's why he put nothing out.
I can't believe he dropped a double disc R&B album. Anywho, what you got on deck for the week?
Is it called LASIK?
It's called Feel the Real? What?
Feel the Real. Trying to get this new LASIK deal.
What's on deck for the weekend?
I'm waiting for fall, man. I'm chilling. So motion below ocean, man. I ain't doing nothing. What you got going on?
I was gonna hit the movies.
I'm going to see it.
I thought
American
you weren't doing nothing. I just asked,
hey,
what the fuck were you,
you
doing?
Said
dude?
Movie. And it made me think of it. I'm going to see American Assassin.
That shit look trash.
That look trash.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you go see all that nerd shit, and you saying that look. You went to go see Mother, and you're telling
me
that
I went
American
to see it. I didn't see Mother.
But you wanted to see Mother.
I did.
And you're telling me American Assassin look trash?
Absolutely. Listen that's to crazy. It. American Assassin. What the fuck?
That should look fire.
Shit garbage.
That should look fire. I'm going.
Man, I'm. You know what I'm doing? I'm starting a new book this weekend. That's what I'm going to do.
What
I
book?
Finished the Charlemagne book. It was dope.
Just now?
Nah, a couple weeks ago.
What book you started?
It take me a second to start a new one, though.
What book you
just
started?
Work with me. I don't know yet. Gary Vee got a couple of books I might fuck with. But I don't know yet. That's what I need help. I need a new book to start. Something entrepreneurial. Something to get my brain flowing. Get my creative juices going. Somebody help me out. Other than that though, get that new update.
I like that. Get the new update, man, so y'all can comment, rate, like, and subscribe right there from the podcast.
Absolutely.
And
talk to me.
No, I was just going to say go to Rap Chat on Facebook. Lead a conversation. Start it. Let us know what you think about what we got going on. Boom. Go ahead.
There it is. Shout out a couple new podcasts that I found. Shout out Lemon Pepper Wet Podcast. I fucks with y'all the long way.
It got to be Atlanta.
Absolutely.
Tough.
Shout out Dissect. Good looking.
Yep. Shout out. Shout out.
That's it right there, man. We out till next week.
Chip.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.